Blog Talk Radio.
May 2016 at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Time, and 8 p.m. UK Time. And to all our listeners from around the world, the number to ring the show is 347-539-5367. And from the UK, 001-347-539-5367. And the chat room is open. Well, we're going to really have an interesting night tonight. He's a good friend of mine. And Aggie Nosh. Aggie was born and raised in Norway and came to the States to follow his dream. Through his many experiences as a flight instructor, commercial pilot, business owner, paranormal researcher, publisher, student of the mind, radio and TV talk show host, and producer. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about time. You know, time, controlling time, and creating your future by staying in the timeline you have visualized. It can be this time, in the future time. You know, it's all about time tonight, and my guest is full of knowledge about time. Can we please welcome Aggie Nosh to the show. Hello, Aggie.
Hello, hello. And here I am in Tucson, Arizona, and you're over in England. So we're a little bit apart here.
We are in time also. In time. Different times, but we're here today talking about time.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to have a really interesting show. I hope we have a few people who can ring in on 347-539 and 5367, or you can go in the chat room, You can leave a message in the chat room, and I will relate to Arge the question you have asked me. About time, okay. Arge, you know, what is time?
Well, let's look at it this way. I have noon o'clock. It's 12 o'clock here during the daytime, and you're at 8 o'clock at night over there. That's a huge difference in time, isn't it? But we're talking on here on the phone at the same time. That's a small paradox. And
when it really
comes down to it, science has no evidence that time even exists. And, of course, 40 years ago, the Beatles knew that because they created the records called 8 days a week, right?
Yes, they did, yes.
Yeah, so if we think of this now, we know also that time is, there's two different ways to explain it. Either way, time is not locked in stone. And what does that mean? What does it mean to compare to maybe other situations or... you think sometimes that, wow, I wish I hadn't done that because then it would have been different. Well,
yes.
Maybe if you had done this or that thing, yes, things would have been different. And at the time, you may have thought about doing that and wondered what would have happened. There is a chance that that actually did happen. So in order to explain this, I really got to go back a little bit, and I got to ask you a question, and you've heard this question before, Bob, but for those people that is on the show here and have not heard it, it's kind of important that they will get the concept better when they have heard the question.
Right.
And it opens up our mind a little bit, so let me set the stage for the question so you can better understand it. Newtonian science has found that matter and energy cannot be created from nothing. Then again, there are some brilliant people on the planet like Stephen Hawking out of Cambridge University in England and most other theoretical physicists. They claim that on the blackboard, they can prove that this universe we are living in was created from nothing. If this universe is created from nothing and everything in it is created from nothing and you are in this universe created from nothing, what are you?
Nothing.
Now we got a conundrum. Are we nothing?
Yes.
Well, if you look around you, you see stuff. And when you
reach over
and touch the table, it feels solid to you. So it is something, but there is nothing except a mind-created universe around you. Science has found this formula that we look at here. It's a mind-created universe, and the brain did not create it, but the mind did. The mind actually creates the brain also, because the brain is physical, right? So it's in the physical universe, and the mind creates the brain then. So it turns into being somewhat similar as a holographic existence that has time inserted into. Time is a construct of the mind. Two ways to explain it. The technical part of time is actually billions and billions of present moments stacked behind each other. And we are moving through these present moments so fast that it looks like one solid movie. And that is exactly what it is, a movie. This is a little tough to, wrap our heads around, but even holograms have a science to it. The science of this mind-created hologram has physical particles of thought in it, because the mind creates through thought. The hologram we are creating in the laboratories right now, they have light and a medium to show it in. And by the way, by the end of 2017, it appears as we will be having an announcement saying that we are now able to create physical matter out of light. And they haven't been able to do that before. So now we have the foundation for actually creating holographic images that has substance to it. And down the road, you're going to find that there's going to be androids walking around as holographic images, but they have physical matter injected into it. So when you shake their hand, they feel solid.
Right.
And if you think about this, the this universe we're living in, according to what they're saying, is that it's been around for 14.7 billion years. We've only worked on holograms for about 60 years, very much. 60 years compared to 14 billion years, it probably should be expected that that 14 billion year old hologram should be a lot more elaborate than ours.
Yes.
And those pictures I mentioned stacked behind each other, the advance from the past through the present into the future. And the future is in time. But outside of the physical, there is no time except for the lower astral worlds, but there still is time, and that's where the ghosts are trapped. And but otherwise, in the higher vibration, there is no time. Past, present, and future is sitting there in this super creation as potentials for creation. And if there is no past, present, and future, there is no distance between the past, the present, and the future. So we in the present can reach into the past and touch it, or live it, or see it, or experience it, as well as we can experience the future. Now, future is created because of thought, intelligent thought at a higher level. It originates in the brain. Maybe we suddenly we get an idea of something we like in the future. Okay, so let's say we like to have, okay, let's bring it down to earth. We like a new car. All right, so we place that, I'm going to have this new car by Christmas. Now you got a goal, you place it somewhere, you are visualizing this car, and you place it into the future at Christmas. Now you have given it a thought of an existence in the future. You've given it a low form of life in the future. And if you go back and forth to this low form of life looking like a car, then you are creating a timeline, a small attractor strings to it in the future. In fact, this is what billionaires do to create miracles almost out of seemingly nothing sometimes. Business, very successful business people, they do this. They envision the end product, and they go visit it every day. At the same time, they do whatever they can in order to support this image.
Do they visualize it at night time for the next day?
I'm sorry, say again?
Do they visualize time for the next day, what they want to do?
Yes, they do. If they have a meeting, they visualize themselves walking into that meeting and visualize what they're saying and what the other person is saying. And often it happens that way. So this is something that we've never been taught, but the future can be manipulated in such a way that we can create it before we have to live it. And the thing is, once we have thought of it and placed it in the future, it is there. Timeline created to it. And if we keep going back and forth visiting it, We are paving down the timeline, and I'm saying this over again because it's so extremely important to think of it this way. Once we create something and place it in the future, go back and forth, we are paving the road to it, and we'll be walking up that road. As long as we also will have to do whatever we can to help it happen. Now, let me ask you a quick question, Bob. Do you think that it's possible that we have more than one timeline going into the future?
I should think so.
And you're right on track. Because let's say that in the past somewhere, you were worried about something that you were afraid could happen in the future.
Future, yes.
But you thought about it for about a week or so, worried really quite a bit about it. And then you forgot about it. You went on to create good things and good thoughts in the future. But that thing you were worried about, it was placed in the future. You went back and forth to it. You created with a low form of life in another timeline. And your consciousness will continue living in that timeline. So technically here you will actually be living your existence in two different timelines.
So it's
yeah, you got...
If something happened in my last time and it happens again in this time, is that because it appeared in your last time? I know it's hard to explain.
Yeah, somehow, whatever happens in the future, somewhere in your mental or spiritual fabric of thought, you drew that to you by thinking it into existence. Thinking does not only happen on the mental and physical level. There is also spiritual thinking, and that comes out of character. That comes out of substance of who we are. Think of it in a really simple term. If all we're thinking about is crime and drugs and how to screw your neighbor over and how to just gain without earning it and things like this, it is kind of easy to imagine what kind of future they would have, because what they've been thinking about and what is mostly predominantly in their mind is what their future is going to be like.
Yes, I know what you mean. Are we locked into time, or are there ways to free us from it so we can move backwards and forwards in time?
Well, there is things we can do. That again, I got to go back to the fact, remember, we are living in a mind-created universe. The mind operates outside of the physical and funnels information and knowledge and substance through the brain into the physical existence. So, if we go back to the mind, it can reach into the past and reach into the future without any time distortions or time differences. So let's say that a year ago you made a decision, that was really bad, and you would love to go back and have a do-over. Have to do that one again and make a different decision. Hey, I got my hand up. Boy, I've done a lot of stupid things. So think of it this way. What if you went back to, let's say, a week before you knew that decision happened? And you visualize yourself. You visualize thinking about making the decision, but now you thought about making a different decision. And you went back and you formulate this in your mind. You put mental images, colorful mental images to this creation that you are now making. You put emotion into it. You put love into it. You put intention into it. That's the language of the spiritual world. And then when you visualize yourself coming closer to the time when you have to make that decision. Now make yourself make a different decision. And it is not unlikely that you could actually from that point on start a new timeline. And that timeline will go off in a different direction. So the timeline that you are in now, that will continue. But the timeline with a different decision in it will also continue. So now you can see yourself, your consciousness will be embedded into this timeline with a different decision in it, and you will also live on in that timeline. Now,
okay.
We could live in both timelines, but we will also be living in the one where the bad decision was never made.
Right.
And the thing is that when and after that happened, we will never know the difference because the separation between the two timelines is pretty much solid. And there are times when you could phase back and forth between them, but whichever timeline your consciousness is experiencing is locked into that timeline. Let's say that you phase out of one timeline and into another one, and you see things in the other one. While you are in that other one, you will never remember the timeline you just left. There is a separation of consciousness because the consciousness in those two timelines will be different because of the different things that happens in those timelines. The
right.
Memories of that timeline is different.
Right, and
then,
Kim was in
yeah.
the chat room. I think we've done one. She wanted to know about visualizing your goals. That's very important. I think we've gone on to that. She says, and the next one is, what is the energy pathogen called?
Energy packaging?
No. What is that energy pathogen called? Energy pathogen called?
The energy pathogen called, I'm not so
yeah.
sure exactly what she means.
The
energy.
Get back to us.
Yeah, the energy is all thought. Since there is nothing physical except for what the mind is making you believe is real. So it's an expression of the hologram. So the energy comes from the mind. There really is no energy in the physical. It is the perception of energy, perception of solidness, perception of things that happen. So there is really no energy in the physical. There is a physical expression of the thought resembling energy.
Yes.
And that one is hard. And now I got to lean on quantum physics here because they say this is the way it is. And I can understand the concepts within quantum physics, but when it comes to the equation of it, I've looked at that, but I lose myself in it.
Right. And Kimberly wants to know, so you can experience the good outcome and the worst outcome on different timelines.
Yes, you can. And you can also condition the mind to only experience the timeline you want by thinking it into existence, loving it into existence, willing it into existence, and visualizing it with colorful images of what you want in the future. Once you start creating that future and the path to that destination, you're going to see that things start changing and funneling you towards that destination and up that timeline. See, this is something that we're never taught and we don't understand. But it all goes back to that question. What are you? You are a mind-created hologram that have experiences for the purpose of the mind. The mind wants to learn and grow and experience and have fun. And the fun for the mind is experiences. And when it comes to the mind, there's no such thing as bad experiences or good experience. There are only experiences. So if you fall and break your leg, that's just an experience that the mind wanted to create just to have the experience. It hurt like hell, but that doesn't matter because it doesn't hurt the mind. It is just a physical expression that has the hardship of breaking the leg.
Yes. Right, I'm going to ask you another question. Are we on a predetermined track from the present and on to the future?
That question has to be answered by a yes and a no. Basically, for the yes part of it, it is yes, it is predetermined because the in the macro level, outside of the quantum field, there is no random occurrences. In the quantum field, there is random occurrences. So in order to change something in your life that is outside of the pre-planned stream of life that you agreed to before you created the body, that can be changed, but it has to go outside of the physical to change it. And that is what you do when you do this creation in your mind and place it in the future. So you can actually, if you don't think in those terms, if you just go 9 to 5 it and come home and have dinner and fall on the couch, watch TV for the rest of the night and get up in the morning, brush your teeth and go to work again, you are predetermined. There are certain things that you will go through. And there is not much you can do to change it. But
time after time.
If you start thinking on a higher level, using the language of the spiritual world, then things can change. And it's be altered from the previous agreement that you made with yourself at the time or before the time you created the body. There are certain, and there are major things in your life are pretty much locked in, like where you're going to be born was locked in, of course, and where you go to school is pretty much locked in, and who you're going to marry, where occupation you have, if you have major disasters in your life, that is things that the soul part of you wanted to experience, and if there are great successes and stuff, that is also keyed in before you were born. So these things, there are major things outlined for you. But then again, if you start going to higher consciousness thinking and creating things in your mind using the spiritual language and place it in the future and then go back and forth and visit it all the time, you can change these things. You can add more positive things to it. And you can avoid the traps. And that is very important right now because we are on the brink of a major global change in consciousness and how we are going to be able to live our lives. I did say how we are going to be able to, because the global consciousness has gone in the direction up to now for total annihilation of mankind. Now that is changing because people, to put it in plain English, people are getting pissed and they know that they are on the wrong track. So the consciousness of everything we have created in our world is changing. the mental consciousness of mankind as we have created outside of ourselves and our own self is changing to the point where we don't like this path anymore, so we are going to create another one. And that'll start with a big change of the economics very shortly, and there's going to be an alien interference. They have been here for hundreds of thousands of years watching mankind.
Yes.
And this is something, the collective consciousness of the minds of everything created within the physical have created. This is very well established. So there are some surprises that's coming down the pike starting this fall. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very important for people to start creating in the mind instead of with their hands.
Yes. Kimla is in the chat room. She wants to know, what are your favorite spiritual words to change your experiences?
What was the first part of that?
What are your favorite spiritual words to change your experiences?
The words are of lesser importance. What you visualize in your mind is more important. The words, you remember what words are? They are only expressions that travel through a medium of air. So it creates vibrations so you can hear it through the eardrums. Outside of the physical, that doesn't exist. Now, it exists on a mental level, but a lot of that is also in the physical because we can measure mental brain waves with physical instruments. So what we think about, should the spiritual language is mental images, colorful mental images, emotion, love, intention, gratitude. And these things, when you think of that, and then you embed yourself in it, as well as you raise your own vibration of thought to be more of a spiritual nature, a helping nature, and one that thinks more of mankind and the earth and the good things around you than being afraid of all the things that could happen. Once you start thinking in those terms, life as we know it will change. We are different. You remember there was Greg Braden, he went to India. He wanted to see what they were doing over there when they were changing the weather at the moment's notice, these Buddhist monks, and they were doing a lot of things that could not be explained. And he asked them, I forget exactly the words, but they told him that you have not seen our prayers because that comes from what we are. The prayers are basically, well, I hate to say this, but mostly go unanswered because there are mostly words and thoughts.
Right.
We are not taught how to put emotion and love and visualized images into it. Church don't want us to know that. I'm sure they know somewhere. But they don't want us to know that because we will become more powerful than they could handle.
True.
So the energy, like she asked, the energy is all of a spiritual or a higher quantum nature. And the hologram is the expression of that.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I got that explained right, but I think the answer is in there.
Yes, I know. But we always say things like, if I'd have known I wanted to do that in that time, I'd have done it in another time. And we say things like that.
Oh, yeah.
But what are timelines? You know, I think we've briefly gone on to that, but what are timelines?
Timelines, that is, timelines are created in the form of those pictures I was talking about, stacked one behind another one. And we're moving through them so fast that it appears as one movie. But they are they're created on the basis of decisions and thoughts and vibrations that we create ourselves. Just like a prayer, you don't get what you want. You don't get what you pray for. You get what you are. If you are a person of low vibration and you pray for good things, well, the odds are off. But if you are of a higher vibration and you ask for good things, you are more apt to get it. If you are a person of really low vibration, you ask for bad things, considered bad things, it might be good to them, but bad things, yeah, you're going to be more apt to get it. So we get what we are, not what we ask for. And once we start knowing that we are all in control, if we take and use that spiritual language and create the future, we are no longer victims. We are creators of our future by the way we think. Because our thoughts are the product of what is in our mind. So it becomes our job to control what is most dominant in our mind. But that don't mean that we have to walk around with rose-colored glasses. You know, we got to have discernment. We do not have to accept everything that is lousy that come our way. We can turn away from it, ignore it. We can take whatever happens to it that is negative, analyze it, understand it, and then figure out how to deal with it and look at what happens from it as an advantage to learn more. So technically, we are our own enemy.
So we can change the way we think sometimes in time.
Yeah. So we are our own enemy and we are our own benefactor. That is why it's so important to plan, visualize, love the future into existence with emotion and intention. If we know that, let's look at this. I have explored a few of the timelines that is there. One of the timelines, Nikola Tesla was accepted. And 100 years ago, and we are now traveling through the stars. We have spaceships that will go from galaxy, from this galaxy to the next one. And we have a mind that is phenomenally powerful. We can create physical things with our mind right now in that timeline. In another timeline, there was a very large asteroid that hit Earth in 1975 and pretty much destroyed all life. So, yeah, they can be different things. And if we, as a human race, get together and raise our vibration, the cabal's plan for us will not happen.
Interesting. Now, Kimla wants to ask another question.
Yeah.
Where intention goes, energy flows.
Correct.
Yes. You're just wanting to know on that as well.
Absolutely. Intention is not just a thought. It is an energy. It's an energy field. Love is not just a thought. It's an energy field.
Yes.
And when we think of love, when we think of, I am going to do this, you create an energy field that just funnels in the direction that your mind have created this thing or the object of your love. That was interesting.
Going to ask another question.
Yeah.
Is time an illusion?
Physically, it is. Time is a construct of the mind. So, in the physical, if you think of nothing else, time is real within the hologram. But the hologram in itself is an illusion. So we can say time is real in the physical, and outside of the physical, it does not exist. So for us, moving around in the physical, it appears as it is the real thing, but it is an illusionary hologram.
Right.
So, but it's still the mechanics of time within the physical is still those pictures that is stacked, the present moments that is stacked one behind another one. Billions of them per second.
Right.
I'm just throwing billions in there because it's uncountable numbers of them behind each other.
Yes.
And we're moving through that. Just like a movie.
Right.
Only the movie have about, what is it, 60 cycles or so per second?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Now, Kimlin wants to know, if the Earth is destroyed, couldn't we just think of a new Earth?
We have already done that. There is another one, parallel to us, slightly bigger than this one. In fact, the surface of that Earth is about 5,000 foot above the surface of this one, and it is in the same location, same orbit around the sun. It's all there, but it's empty, except for trees and nice things like that. But there's no people. So,
right.
If mankind decide that, well, we want to go through this destruction, there is a place to go for the ones that has the higher consciousness, and they can go there. There's a shift. Because have you heard this term that, the veil is getting thinner?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah.
Can you just explain to the listeners?
Yeah. That is one of the places that is on the other side of the veil, but there's many other places there. There's a timeline, basically, where the whole Earth is one big city. Everything is created by a robotic workforce, and people don't work anymore. They just enjoy themselves. But there is a lot of people. So this has been thought of by quite a few people, and it was created and it built on itself, and it is there.
Yes, I totally agree with that. What about time perception?
Perception?
Yes, time.
Let's see. Time perception, that is, when you look around you, I did that fun little thing on a radio show some time back. I asked the people listening if they would want to partake in a time travel experiment with me. And, of course, I couldn't hear them, but I did it anyway. I told them, okay, now close your... If you're not driving a car, close your eyes. And count to 10. Start now. And I counted to 10, and I said, now open your eyes. You just experienced a 10-second time travel experiment. Well, it sounded stupid, right? But...
Yes.
It was.
It sounds stupid.
10-second travel in time. So, if we're outside of the physical, we can do the same thing going backwards. Our mind is on the outside. We can train ourselves to live in the mind and see through the mind. So, that's what psychics do. They're able to go back into the mind and go back and forward and see things because it is all there. It's been thought of by someone or themselves, so they can go and have a look at that. But that's the trick. you don't know which timeline you're looking at. And that's why a lot of psychics are not right. And I have been bombing on some of those things too, the things that I've seen in the future. Because it didn't happen. Because you were going up the wrong timeline because of the state of mind you were at the time. And when you came back a few years, few months or so later, your state of mind was different, and you thought of different things in the future, and you then ended up going a different timeline that did not match what you thought would happen before.
Right.
So it is a little tricky.
We're getting down in time, but we're still all right. What do you see in the future?
Well, I cannot answer for everybody, because do you remember that guy I talked about that talked about crime? He thought about crime and drugs and violence and all that stuff. Yeah, he's not going to be in my timeline. I don't want him there. So he'll go off on his own, and he may be in this one too, but he'll be irrelevant for the purpose of me. So I have created things in the future that's going to be very nice. There is one thing that cannot be avoided. I don't think. I shouldn't say cannot, because that's a definite, but I have not seen it avoided, and that is an economic global change from the present fiat system to something of substance. And it will be global, not collapse, but a slow collapse that happens over about 30 days, and then it'll be about another 30 days where it seems like nothing works. And then it will be created from the ground up, mostly by the Chinese and the Russians. The Americans will be irrelevant. I'm using that term with tongue in cheek. They will be standing there screaming and hollering and waving, but nobody noticed them. So there is some good things for the ones of us that engage in higher consciousness thinking and plan ahead. That's why I'm telling people, stash silver, buy as much silver as you can, because it's going to go up phenomenally in value here within the next year. And also have some reserves that you can use during those 30 to 60 days where nothing works. And that's the change that is coming. In one form or another, there will be a change like that.
Yes.
But it's okay, because it's going to be good on the other side. And after that, there's a lot of these technologies that has been subdued for many, many, many decades. They will come out. Free energy will come out. It'll be common knowledge 10 years from now. They'll be driving cars with free energy. You'll be driving cars that burn water instead of gasoline. You'll be flying airplanes that can fly for weeks and months and years in the air without landing if they need to. So, there's going to be a lot of technology.
So
most of that technology.
Another question.
Yeah.
From Kimla. Collective thought is gaining vibration. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. We are becoming stronger and stronger because there are more minds uniting into the common collective force of thought. And the world is waking up. And that is, the more minds are uniting in it, the stronger it becomes. You remember that experiment that Art Bell did 20 years ago when there was fires in Texas and everything was burning up down there? It hadn't been rain for 3 months. And he told all his 20 million listeners to think of rain over Texas. And the next morning, there were thunderstorms all over Texas, and the fires were put out.
Yes.
People wondered, there was no moisture in the air. It couldn't happen, but it did happen. That's the power of the 20 million listeners on one radio show.
Yes. And it's a good job they did it.
Yeah. And we are doing that now. We are changing. We are more than 20 million people. We are changing the course of the future now. There is nothing the cabal can do to change and stop it.
True. I was going to ask you about what's the difference in space-time?
In what?
Space-time. Space.
Spare time? Time.
Space.
Oh, space-time.
Space. Space. Yes. Is
yeah.
Is there a difference in time? In space-time.
Okay. Space-time, the term basically, I think, covers the space-time continuum. That is the space and time of what all there is. If you look at the word space alone, then going through space, the faster you go, the slower the time goes. So you could say time is not constant. It runs at different rate at the different speeds and the different gravity you have. Einstein said nothing can move faster than the speed of light, but he is wrong. Shortly, you will find that there is very possible to travel as much. Gravity travels at the minimum of 163 times the speed of light. So yes, there is much that is traveling faster than the speed of light. So space and time is actually kind of the same thing, different expressions of the same thing.
Yes.
Within the physical.
I know what you mean. What about arrow time? Like a bow and arrow time.
I'm not sure I understand what you're going at.
How can I say? He'll come to me in a minute. He'll come to me in a bit. So how do you see time now at the present?
I think it is convoluted, it's in uproar, it is confused a little bit because there are so many different forms of thought vibration thrown into the same soup. And it is being less and less confusing at our level of it because people are waking up faster. But then the dark
yeah.
side is doing their part to convolute that more. But it is clearing up, and there are more and more people able to see through that murky water to see what is really on the other side. So the thought patterns are clearing up more and more as we go along.
Yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying there.
The best I could say.
No, that's fine. That's fine, Arge. You've been spot on with everything to now. You're always in our thoughts. Your mind is full of energy and knowledge. And what else can we say about you? You're just in time all the time.
Well, I've been around a while, you know, so I've read a few things and I've experienced a few things, so I don't mind talking about it.
How do you see time for the future?
Yeah.
What do you
tell
think
you
will
though,
happen?
There is something that helped me to show a little more credibility here. I read an article in the Science magazine. It's called Technology and Innovation. And the physicists demonstrate how time seems to run backwards. And the future can affect the past. It was written about Professor Andrew Truscott. I think he pronounces it Truscott. And there was also another article in Nature Physics that speaks of a study and some scientific experiments showing that time, in fact, can run backwards. And the future can affect things happen in the past and change them. Now, these are scientific experiments. So, yeah, there is a lot of credibility to this.
Right. Just got one last question from Kimla. Have you experienced the Galactic Council to assist us with time?
The Galactic Council. It is kind of a, actually it's a misnomer in some ways, because which galaxy are we talking about? Are we talking about the Milky Way? Are we talking about other galaxies? Or the thing is that a lot of the people that claim to be in our reality, they are not from our reality. They are coming in from parallel universes. And yes, they are good entities that have our best interests at heart, and they are waiting. In fact, right now, there are people that have come from many different parts of this galaxy and possibly others. They are assembled on the moon, and there are thousands and thousands of ships up there that has come in over the last 6 to 8, 10 months, and they are waiting there for disclosure. And when disclosure happens, they will be here in swarms, and we will be reunited with some of these entities that were here before. If you go to my website, you'll see a lot of the picture of these artifacts that was been found from thousands of years ago when they were here before. In fact, let me give you the website so you can go look at it. You'll also find my books there. The website is www.aage-nost.com. That is www.myfirstname-mylastname.com. And you'll find the book here that explains a lot more about time and a lot more about what's going to happen in much in detail. It also explains the origin of our history of mankind and what's on the other side of the veil. From my personal experience after having it downloaded from that universal consciousness into my mind. So you'll find the book there, and Spiritual Science, Higher Consciousness Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. And I'm telling people, if you read that book 3 times, your life will never be the same. So go have a look at it. And go when you go to the website, go also into the picture gallery and watch those pictures. There's hundreds of them, and some of them, it's going to be hard to believe, but some of them are real, and most of them are, actually. But, you know, these days, you know, with the Photoshop as it is, you know, it's sometimes hard to see, but a lot of these pictures have some very good credibility that comes with it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Arge, for coming on the show, as usual.
You're welcome.
At short notice. It's always a pleasure for you coming on and talking about time tonight. And thank you to Kimla for coming on tonight and giving us all those questions to ask you.
It was fun.
She said, thank you, Arge and Bob. Very interesting. She said, it's a very interesting show tonight. Kimla has her own show on 12.listen. And they can find you on Facebook as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway,
send me a friend request there, Kimla, and then we'll get connected up.
Yes. Thank you so much. And for everybody who listened tonight and who in the chat room as well, Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight, and especially Arge. Without Arge, we wouldn't have a show. Thank you so much. You have a lovely weekend, Arge. And
bye-bye.
You take care as well, Kimbla. Have a lovely weekend yourself. Bye for now.